A massive mega super merger could happen today in the drug business. Did I say it's big? From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. Published reports this morning say Pfizer of New York, New York, and Allergan of Dublin, Ireland have agreed to merge. The $150 billion combination creates the world's biggest drug company and puts together the maker of Viagra and the maker of Botox. Some of this could get Pfizer an Irish tax address, which means less U.S. tax and less tax overall. But it's not only about taxes. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
There actually is some industrial logic to this. Pfizer wants to beef up its so-called innovative products business so that it can split the company into one that handles the innovative products and one that handles the old off-patent products. So, you know, acquiring Allergan's Botox actually helps their overall corporate strategy.
Now, we know that Pfizer views acquisitions, mergers, as a way to cut costs, but what does that actually mean?
Well, cutting costs means cutting jobs, plain and simple. When they acquired Wyeth about 5 or 6 years ago, they said they were going to cut 20,000 jobs. Well, they did better than that, at least better than that if you're an accountant. In the 5 years after that acquisition, they actually cut over 30,000 jobs.
30,000, 30,000.
They actually cut over 30,000 jobs just because of the acquisition of Wyeth. It's happened every time Pfizer's done an acquisition. So unless they turn over a new leaf, there'll be substantial job losses.
Now, the structure of this deal, they figured out a way that actually Allergan buys Pfizer, which is bigger.
Yeah, you know, the real creativity is probably not in drug discovery. It's probably in structuring deals. And that makes sense because Pfizer's CEO is not a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's trained as an accountant. So if there's one thing they're good at, it's figuring out how to, you know, get your tax return to the lowest possible number and how to structure deals.
Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Always good to talk to you. Professor, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Pfizer shares are down 0.5% in pre-market trading, Allergan up 4%. The 100-share index in London is down 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.3% range. At the big automobile show in Los Angeles now, green cars, both literally and metaphorically, topless SUVs, and cars with robotic features. This last category is being embraced by Volvo, still engineered in Sweden, owned these days by Chinese car company Geely. Volvo has that long brand association with safety. For instance, the first three-point seatbelt was theirs, side impact protection as well. Lex Kersemakers is the CEO of Volvo North America. I caught up with him in Los Angeles where he was on hand for the show. Mr. Kersemakers, good morning.
Good morning.
Odds are people are listening to us right now, stuck in a car, probably with lots of cars around them trying to get into work. And now it's my hope that our work here on the radio helps make their lives a little more productive. But you think your car company could go even further with that?
We average in the United States, we spend 26 minutes in the morning and 26 minutes in the evening. Now, of course, that varies very much. If you are a city of Los Angeles, it can take hours. We are launching a concept where we show how you can spend your time in a better way. And that's the first step into autonomous driving.
A better way? What, listening to cool songs? I mean, we do that now.
No, you can relax. And we offer different modes in the car where we have a drive mode, which everybody recognizes. We have a create mode where you are a little bit more alert and you can do things. Or you have a relax mode where you really lean back a little bit and think about other things in life than driving.
I tried a little of this the other day. Your folks arranged for me to drive a new Volvo XC90 SUV. We got into slow traffic. You have this thing, Pilot Assist, that can lock onto the car ahead of you. This is the car deciding that we're climbing on that truck. It's not me. So let's say I were falling asleep at the wheel and I foolishly started to drift to the right. The steering wheel, as if by magic, twisted me back into my lane. It's a paradigm shift. A lot of people are listening to this going, really? I equate full attention with safer driving. And these are technologies that encourage you to be a little less attentive.
No, what we know is technology can take over from our brain, and the majority of the accident happens because of human mistakes. We have an ambition, Vision 2020, where nobody should be killed or seriously injured in a Volvo by 2020. And autonomous drive is a way to take out human errors. And step by step, we are going to a mode where you can go autonomously. Not always. At the end, we want people to drive when it's suitable to drive. But when you are in a traffic jam, you can do other things than holding the steering wheel and just watch the traffic. And that's our ambition.
Lex Kersemakers is president and CEO of Volvo Cars North America. Mr. Kersemakers, thank you for this.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Also, Volvo has just announced a partnership with Microsoft, where new car shoppers could put on Microsoft goggles to help visualize their new car. The augmented reality visualizations might also help customers learn how to actually use all the complex features built into these forthcoming vehicles. What I'm saying is future owner's manuals for cars will be like the movie Minority Report. From studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.